Blog Talk Radio. y'all hit the jackpot today. I wasn't going to do a show because I didn't believe that tonight would be a great night for me. I got disappointed because in my arena, Dallas is my arena, y'all, all of it. I have a few constant reminders that sometimes, only sometimes now, you just can't win by believing in the system working itself out. You know, when people say they're going to do something and they don't do it, well, the disclaimer to that sometimes is, I got too busy. Well, realistically, what I used to say to people that said that, especially when it pertained to me, was then undoubtedly, you're too busy for us to continue being friends. And I would leave it like that and go on my merry way. Because as far as I'm concerned, friends stop doing what they're doing sometimes to help out one another and stuff like that. So if you profess to be my friend, it's all the way to the end, you know. If I have to get up out of my bed, sick bed, whatever, friends and family come first, come before I do. You know, outside of the Lord, you know. And I don't really mean it in no particularly ill way, but, you know, if you're too busy to actually be friends, just say you're associate and let that be it. Ain't nothing ruffled, nothing happened. But if you, in particular, tell me one thing, and like I say, with friends, it's honesty and nothing else, you know. Irregardless of what the situation is, it's always life or death with me. Because ain't nobody promised to do nothing, to say nothing. But if the equalizer to that is, if you say it, do it. Bottom line, you know, even if you don't like me, if you say it, do it. Own up to it. Ooh, that rhyme, that rhyme. I'm going to use that one. I'm going to use that one. But basically, the thing is, it's just like Donald Trump selling all of these folk these hogs about Hillary Clinton's email addresses. What the hell has that got to do with anything? Ain't got nothing to do with some of these folks. Well, I done changed my mind. What's wrong with her email? The same thing wrong with your email. Ain't nothing wrong with them. She might have said something that she didn't really want heard or something in that $500 million email case. But, you know, who ain't? I'm pretty sure I done said something that was offensive to somebody. But, you know, I didn't mean no harm when I said it. You know, every time I talk about somebody weak or something, I call them, not a word, I used to use, can't hardly be used at all. You know, unless I'm in a strict company, you know, where everybody understands that my words and terminology ain't changed in 70 years. You know what I'm saying? The terminology I used back then, now just because you done flipped the script and made things turn around for you and yours and all of that there, I have no contractual obligation to that. The words I used back then 70 years ago is the same words I use now. Now, if it sounds offensive to some people sometimes, I stand up and say, sorry, old school, you know, didn't mean no harm, didn't mean that, nothing toward that, and something like that. But then, you know, that's another story. First question tonight is, how many of you had a catastrophic illness to yourself or a close family member. You know, when I say close family member, I'm talking about your sister, your brother, your first cousin, or somebody like that. In my world, that would also include my friends and all, you know, all of that, my extended family and all of that. See, I guess my old school mentality has a lot to do with that. But, you know, my brother, my best friend's brother, got dog, he had cancer. And I told him, man, you know, if you need anything, I'm there. You know, I do what I can. And I really meant that because, you know, that's what it's all about. He loved his brother. That meant he came to the party. You know, that's bottom line. That's all it is. By him being a brother of a brother that of mine, that made him my brother. You know, but, you know, I got some idiosyncrasies because of how I was raised and where I came from and all of that there, but I don't see no reason for me to flip my script just because society flipped theirs, and, you know, that's just them. I don't change my ways. I don't change my attire, my dress. I got so many compliments today, and I had on some old clothes. I had on some clothes. I didn't decide to wear all of this today. I had to make some changes, rearrange it, because of other things, but Lord have mercy. I'm trying to get you all to understand that this talk show is actually a blog page, you know, in all actuality. I'm going to have other folk on here in the upcoming weeks, and y'all going to be surprised and shocked because that dude can't talk, don't talk that well, but he got some real interesting guests coming on here and guest hosts and hosts and stuff like that. That's because they know that I got an 8th grade education, but I got a 50-year-old heart, a 100-year-old heart. Yeah, y'all don't hear me. Y'all can play like that all you want to, but I don't know where this call came from. They hung up so fast. Y'all listen to this song here. Hello? Y'all listen to this song here? And, yeah, I'm going to play it.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system. 8-0-3-4-0-1-5-1.
Funny, Reverend. Tried to do what? What'd you say, sweetie?
I'm trying to
think of
this football game.
Oh, Lord. You at the game now?
Yeah.
You think you can send it to my email address? Better? You want my email address? Just my name with 59 behind it at gmail.com. Billy Parnell, 59 at gmail.com. And I do miss you. I can't hear, but I dreamed about you last night.
Okay.
You gonna still come see me?
Yeah.
Huh? You hear that song?
I've had some heels to climb. I've had some weary days.
Hell on the kid. That's the best way I can explain it right now. Hell on the kid. I'm telling you, things was happening. Friends was dropping by the wayside, and then I go to find out they wasn't friends at all. They was associates. And some wasn't even that. But, you know, got the best of Uncle Billy. Because, you know, if I considered you my friend, just like I was trying to state earlier, I gave it my all, you know. I was in for a penny and a dime, you know, for all mine. But the fact of the matter is, I only asked because, you know, you would know firsthand if it had been you or your family member or somebody. And if you were caught without insurance, you'd still be crying about it today, like I am. So when you get to talking about something like Obamacare, which I am not actually a member of, but, you know, I dwindle in that arena for hopes that I can keep the kind of insurance I got. So y'all need to get out and vote right. I can't tell you who to vote for, but I rest assured if you've been sick and you've been losing money and you got Obamacare right, because, you know, they got games. Republicans got games out there. And just think, if you let Donald Trump in, what kind of games you going to hear. So back that up. Back that up with dinner tonight. Let that be your dessert. Because if Donald Trump wins, you going to need it. I'm just basically telling you what I know, because I'm pretty well covered to the day I die. And I hope it's 100 years from now. But if you can't understand the fact that it's all about politics only when it concerns us getting out and vote, because other than that, we don't sit at no table, we don't try to make no decisions, but we can try to get the right people in there that will at least fight for us. You know, like a man downtown. I know y'all don't think these local things mean anything, but by him coming on air and telling y'all vote Democratic and this here and that there, that's a hint, y'all. That's more than a hint. It's more than a temptation. Because, you know, you've been trained to dislike all the folks that talk good to you and good for you. And I don't understand that word yet. You know, they pick your leaders for you, and you go for it. But then that's another story, you know. But if you ain't got the best if you ain't got the best insurance that money can buy, I'm going to tell you this with a little bit of grain of salt, because you're going to need it. If you ain't got the best insurance, don't get real sick. Now, if you can't take it no simpler than that, don't do nothing but vote. So I'm going to tell you, you're going to break yourself, you're going to break your family, and you're going to hurt everybody else, because they're going to be saying, well, why come you didn't get the insurance? And you gonna say, man, shit, I had to get me a new car. Man, my car note just got to me $500 a month. If you put that car before your health, dummy, you need to be broke. So, cause if you can't understand that without your health, food, you can't make no car note. Read that in a book somewhere. They ain't gonna let you read no books with no sense, with no that make no sense, cause you're a dummy. They gonna keep you dumb. But I'm not trying to tell you who to vote for. I'm just trying to tell you vote. Let your numbers count. Because if you don't remember anything else, this vote really counts. This vote could be the end of African American history in the United States. And y'all don't realize it, but Black America, where is your history at? It's not in any of the books that you pick up at school. It's not even in the colleges that you go to. You know why? The educational system is not black, y'all. So you have to pick and identify what's good for you, not the goose. You are not a goose, Gander. Yeah, holler at that. But then, you know, you preach one thing, but you do another. And I can't help that, but then God knows me, you just crossed up. But I tell you this, and then I'm going to let you hear another song. If you don't start learning to do for yourself, stop looking for handouts and do what you can for yourself. You don't have to go hog wild with it. Just get up in the morning and think about what it's going to take for you to get where you need to be to take care of you. Now, you know, it's just so hard for you to understand that once you got married, once you had kids, how big you got. Well, see, that's what I'm talking about. You got to put the facts of life inside your life. Of when you're thinking for you and you're doing for you, you realize you got children, you got grandchildren, you got great grandchildren. So, you know, it ain't, it's you, yourself, and I, along with them. So, with that being said, I'm going to play this other song that I had pulled up here. Because, I keep trying to tell y'all, I never would have made it without my faith, without how I feel about my Lord, y'all. So, like I said, dialysis for 10 years. I was a grumpy old man at the ripe old age of 40-something because my health went bad and I didn't have any real insurance. I was dipping and dapping, having fun, making money, and not stashing away enough to feed a monkey. But guess what? Had a whole lot of fun, had a whole lot of friends, supposedly. Had a whole lot of money. Was having a whole lot of fun till I started getting sick. And I couldn't get around. I couldn't get up. My belly was swollen. That was my liver talking to me, y'all. Telling me I can't keep toting this load, man. You know you've been sick for a while. You ain't doing nothing about it. So I started going to see the doctor and found out I was so naive in my own neighborhood. I didn't know that the doctor was the drug doctor of the neighborhood. Dallas or shit. Yeah, he had people coming in from everywhere. But y'all don't hear me. Y'all don't understand. See, but like I said, without my faith, I had family. My mom had died and all of that. My sister was real sick. A couple of other sisters had died. You know. But I'm gonna be with a delusion. Y'all don't hear me. I used to tell people all the time. Y'all listen to this, y'all. I'll come back.
Thank you.
try to leave something here for my boy. But, because you all ain't thinking, you know. I could be the biggest fools in the world to think that that man going to change his game plan after he done lied to y'all before, told y'all he'd let y'all move in his house. And he just like this other guy in West Dallas. I'm glad this is a commentary tonight because I'm beginning to get upset. I told one lady, don't listen to my show tonight because I might curse. Because it's got me angry. I get out there and I see people, man, and they walking around like their life is just so complete. And it's homeless people walking right behind them, right with them, and everything else. And folks don't realize how close they are to being out there with the homeless. And yes, we're going to be doing a task force for the homeless. We are also be trying to goddamn me find some housing. Say, man, you know, them folk ain't paying me. So I'm going to ask them, what's the problem? What's wrong with them houses out there? Well, they not fixed up. They not, but we'll find some Habitat for the Humanity. Y'all know I'm coming. Yeah. I got one of my friends is on the Habitat for Humanity board, and I'm trying to do something with, man, see, y'all people that ain't never been there, y'all don't understand. The North Texas Food Bank, man, them people, they got so much stress on them, man. It's a shame. But if you go out there and visit, and I bet you if you walked around out there for, I said 20, 30 minutes. Or it ain't going to take you that long really see the North Texas Food Bank. Because it's warehoused extraordinarily so nice and delicate. It's a shame. Every time you where you look, it's a new wonderment to how institutions that's giving away so much can look so good. Man, it's real nice. But see, you got to start taking some of these tools. You got to start knowing yourself why it's like it is. If they just had a little more help, like a little more help from you. You know what I'm saying? You need to start giving more, y'all. This is the giving season. So I'm going to be asking. So y'all get ready. Y'all get ready. Y'all do it y'all way. I do it my way. See, of all I'm saying, think of me as your mama. Don't drive me away. Yeah. You know what I'm talking about now. Yeah. Listen to this.
You. You know the rules. I have the privilege to go out to the old folks' home. That's my hometown. That's not the day that I take my Bible with me because I realize that many people out there that have been left alone for a long time. Would love to hear the word of God. And that morning I stood there by the bedside of this mother. I said, Mother, how long have you been out here? This mother told me, sister, she's not been out here a long time. I said, how many children do you have? Where are your sons? Where are your daughters? That mother told me that day. Put me in this place a long time ago. Mother had two sons. One son was interested in himself. That son left his mama.
Look around at the Bueller, say, oh,